Welcome back to Coco Radio. We go behind the scenes with the leading Mac OS X developers from around the world. Today, I bring you episode number 3 from Macworld in San Francisco a week or so ago. Sorry for the delay in getting the shows out, but I've been learning the new GarageBand and podcasting tools here. So I'm going to keep it short on the intro. Just want to remind you to continue to send me guest ideas. We've got several great shows coming up. We got a text interview with Adrian, the developer behind the blog client Ecto. We've got the team behind Adium, the multi-protocol chat client coming on this week, and several others lined up. So drop me a line with your guest ideas and enjoy the show.
I'm here with Ovo Lab at Macworld. We have Alberto Ricci of a CEO in town from Torino.
Hello, everybody. So we're here showing the latest version of Flink, which is a telephony product that turns your Mac into an answering machine. It can record voicemail messages, email them to you, so if you're away, you get your voicemail by email. And one of the coolest new features we're adding to in version 3 is the ability to record all the calls that take place on your phone line. So regardless of whether Flink is answering the phone as an answering machine or you're using it to dial the phone, it will record all your calls so that you can keep track of everything that you've said, and you no longer need to scribble down notes or take notes.
Tell me a bit about the development cycle on this app. I know it's been around for at least a couple of years, right?
2 years, exactly, yeah. And, we've been improving it a lot. We've been releasing major versions at every Macworld Expo, so here we are with the third version. And we'll also be releasing a universal binary for supporting Intel Macs.
When?
In February.
Good timing. Hey, tell us a bit about your use of Cocoa in your app here and any sort of things you can touch on about the development.
We started off as a Carbon app.
And ooh.
But now it's almost totally Cocoa. All the UI is Cocoa. And we still have a part which is Carbon, which is mainly the Apple events and Apple script part. Because one of the big powers of Flink is that it's totally scriptable, and you can have it, you can program it to do anything you like using Apple Script. So you can set it up to, for instance, look up stock quotes on the internet and speak the quotes to you using speech synthesis. It's totally, totally scriptable, and all this, for all this, we have a very sophisticated scripting engine inside that is Carbon based.
Okay, I see. So tell us, give me an idea of your typical user that maybe use it for things beyond just recording messages at home, or someone that's maybe using a lot of scripting.
One of the big examples of this is home automation. Users can download from our website a set of scripts that allow users with home automation devices to check, like, the temperature in their house and check whether the lights are on or off and turn them on or off by pressing keys on their keypad remotely, or be called on their cell phones when an alarm goes off.
Or when you have a fire, right?
Right. At that point, the Flink is burning, so yeah.
Okay, and obviously this requires that you have a desktop or otherwise stationary Mac to run your software. Tell us a bit about the hardware interface you have here.
Hardware interface is simply a USB adapter that acts as a bridge between the phone line and the Mac, but all the rest is done in software. All the signal processing and all the caller ID recognition is done in software.
And I suppose that wouldn't matter whether or not it was a voice over IP line from some service like Vonage we have in the U.S. or a traditional landline, right?
Right. It works with any, as long as you can plug in a phone jack. It works with Vonage, it works with many voice over IP services, it works with any analog phone in the U.S. and elsewhere in the world.
Well, tell me a bit about any particular challenges you had related to the telephony nature of your app. Anything with tying into various APIs in Cocoa or...
The main difficulties have been in supporting the plethora of standards in the world, because every country has its own tones and dialed tones and whatsoever. So supporting all these has been a real challenge. But right now it works fine everywhere in the world. Sometimes some user comes up with some weird voice over IP service or something that uses non-standard tones, and we can, in 2 minutes, we can modify the application and add support for those specific services.
Tell me about the development environment in Italy. I hear you have an Apple store in Roma now, do you?
Not yet, but it's something.
Opening soon.
Yeah, exactly.
So then we'll see a flurry of new cocoa development in country, right?
Well, in Italy, the Mac development community is not huge, but there.
You're the superstar.
No, I'm not saying this, but there are really a few of us. That's why we actively, you know, participate to conferences.
Does the Pope use your app?
I don't think so. In fact, if you call up the Vatican, you don't get any fancy phone trees or anything. But
is Catholic Insider aware of your work?
Sorry? What?
Catholic Insider. Have you not heard of this? The guy, Father Roderick, I think is his name, out of Amsterdam. He's the one responsible for getting the Vatican into podcasting.
Oh, I was not aware.
Any comments there?
I was not aware of this.
Italy is wired.
Yeah.
Or the revolution. So where is it? It looks like it's your only app for OS X?
Right now, yes. Well, we have some two small minor utilities, but this is the main product that we've been developing so far. We are working on other products that will hopefully see the light in 2006. Yeah.
Okay, great. Do you feel any pressure with the? I guess in this area, you probably don't feel any pressure of Apple encroaching since it's not a pure consumer app.
Right. Apple had some telephony products back in the 90s. This was for Mac OS 9, and they dropped those products.
What was that adapter called? The Teleport or something? What was that?
The Geoport.
Geoport. And we all waited for the, I think it was the 28.8 firmware upgrade for an Eon. Maybe it was 56K. I forget.
Yeah, it was 56K, but it was really, well, at that time, it was a great product because it had support, caller ID and lots of tone recognitions. But Apple has dropped it since after the Quadras and the AV Max.
Those were the dark days, right?
Yeah. And now there's no, Apple doesn't show, at least as far as we can tell, they don't show any particular interest in the telephony, in the landline telephony business. So for now, we really feel like, this is a field in which we proceed with no particular worries on that side.
Very interesting. One last note about doing business in Italy. You know, we have an international audience worldwide, and while a lot of the activities in the U.S., there seems to be specifics for operating in different countries. Is there anything challenging about running a software business in Italy?
Well, we actually, our market is mostly in the U.S. Because Italy is the fourth country for Mac sales in Europe. So after Germany, France, and the U.K., I don't know if the order is correct, but it's probably U.K., Germany, and France. But in any case, running a Mac development business in Italy requires us to travel a lot. Requires us to, but it's nothing. It's not an issue. It's something actually that we see as interesting, coming over to every WWDC and all that. So, it's something we enjoy. Even though there is no large community of developers, which makes it more difficult to have stimuli for sharing ideas and all that. But we try to do that by coming over here every once in a while.
Sounds great. Well, thanks for your time, Alberto, and have a great show.